motherfucking right, yo. Fuck the motherfucking police. They don't want peace, they want a nigga deceased, so he'll cease to be a problem. And by the way they perform, it seems the Klan gave the white police another uniform. And you're the black police, the house niggas. They gave you a motherfucking gun, so I guess you figure you made out good to go. But you didn't know they were sticking black ass back in the ghetto, yo, to kill another nigga, catch him with crack. In fact, free base, they put in the neighborhood in the first place. But the brothers ain't stupid, remember that. You gotta get, I gotta get, so what's up with that? A to the motherfucking K. The last words you hear, then the smoke appears. Tears from your motherfucking family. They're staring at me, but I'm going gun happy. Fuck them, shooting everything in sight. Tonight's the night to get hype and fight for what's wrong, fuck what's right. And by the way, my name is Dre, so listen up, motherfuckers, to what I gotta say. Yo,
what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by the TradeLineKing.com. Do you want to increase your credit score by 100 points, 200 points? Then TradeLine King has seasoned trade lines that are guaranteed to boost your credit scores and to guarantee to post on all three bureaus. Trade lines are hands down the best, fastest way to get qualified for business lines of credit, business loans, auto loans, personal loans, business credit cards, and the whole nine yards. Check out TradeLineKing.com. That's the website. And the phone number for tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, is 818-850-5404. We're going to chop up some good game on tonight's show, family. I'm going to take a couple of calls, but what we're going to do, we're going to take another quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, so we'll be right back on Tariq Elite Radio Show after these messages.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Bae at First Swipe. That's a brand new web series about black millennials, young blacks dating in a digital age. This show follows Amara and her roommates as they navigate through dating, careers, and everything else in between using technology and dating apps. This show takes place in Washington, D.C., and it tries to answer the question, can you find real love through technology? Check out Bae at First Swipe at bayatfirstswipe.com. That's B-A-E at firstswipe.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed, and I'm ready to chop up some good game with the family. Glad to have y'all tuning in. I'm a little sickly right now. I'm trying to fight this cold that's trying to creep up on me. I've been traveling, and you know, when you travel, that sickness tries to creep up on you. So y'all forgive my voice if y'all hear me breathing funny style. Y'all give me a pass on that, fam. Don't forget to check out HiddenColorsFilm.com, where you can get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Shout out to brother Dr. Boyce Watkins. I just did one of his business class seminars with him today on his show. Shout out to that brother. Shout out to everybody in Toledo, Ohio. I had a great time doing my lecture out there. I'm going to be back in Ohio in February in Cincinnati. So I'll give you guys information on that and where you can get tickets for the lecture I'm doing out there. And I'm going to be hitting the road soon, especially to promote the Hidden Colors 4 film that's coming out. We're looking for Hidden Colors 4 to come out in February 2016. So we will definitely keep you posted as far as that is concerned, family. Now, a lot of stuff is going on, and I want to talk about a lot of stuff on today's show. Shout out to Sister Patti LaBelle for having the hottest selling pies in the game. Our Sister Patti LaBelle, her pies are selling literally like hotcakes. That sister's pies have been off the shelf, and her pies started selling real heavily because there was this dude, this black gay guy, overweight, fat, black gay guy who, and this guy, the gay guy who did this viral video, he did a video eating one of Patty's pies, and he started singing, and clowning around. Now, this guy also has other viral videos out where he's pretending to be a female grandmother and he's singing these trap songs. It's the same guy. He's had a couple of videos up on Worldstar where he's pretending to be this trap singing grandmother. And because that video went viral of him eating the Patti LaBelle pie and singing and clowning around, word of mouth got out about Sister's pies and everybody found out how good they really were. And then it took off. See, the thing is, the pies are actually good. The viral thing just got attention to the pies. And that's what people have to understand about viral stuff. Because a lot of people will do stuff for attention. But when people get your product is half-assed. But with Patty's pies, those are some bomb-ass pies. I got about four of them in my fridge. I done ate 2.5 of them bitches in a couple of days. Them pies are off the damn chain. They're very good. Very sweet. They have a very creamy texture. Very different from the usual pies that you get at stores. And the price is excellent. The pie is like $3 and something. So, I mean, the pies are phenomenal. And she deserves all the props she's getting. But it's just very interesting that this viral marketing thing really helped it pop off. And you have to understand that when you see a black person go viral on video, usually it's people in the dominant society making the video go viral. When you see black people in videos that hit over 1 million views, those are people in the dominant society hitting those clicks. And usually those clicks are some stereotypes. Usually it's some kind of stereotype. And what the most non-threatening thing to the dominant society is an overweight gay black man who's clowning around. That's some shit that's very non-threatening. So they'll share that and laugh at that and give that props all day. And I'm glad that our sister was able to capitalize off many suspected racists making that video go viral. See, that's how you use racism to your advantage. Learn to use racism to your advantage. I talked about this in my lecture out there in Toledo. I talked about how our brother Floyd Mayweather uses racism to his advantage. Because people go to those fights and they pay this man, or paid because he's retired now, but they paid this man millions of dollars because they really wanted to see somebody white or even light beat him. And they couldn't do it. And our brother Floyd Mayweather got extremely rich off that. He used that to his advantage. So I'm not mad at our brother. Somebody in the chat room said, I'm gonna get fat eating those pies. Nigga, I'm telling you, I'm gonna start looking like Reuben Studdard eating them damn pies. Those pies are off the chain. You better try one of them. That's why they're selling out in all these stores. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Now, speaking of buck dancing, Taye Diggs, the actor Taye Diggs, he did an interview with TMZ. And Taye Diggs was talking about his son. I don't know why he was talking about this, by the way, but he's talking about his son. He's talking about his son being biracial. And he was talking about he's going to let his son decide what he wants to be when he grow up, if he wants to be black or white or whatever. Let me let y'all hear this. Let me stop my Mac and music for 1 second. Let me let y'all hear this. This is Taye Diggs with TMZ.
His mother is white, his father is black, and that's just how it goes. I want him to be proud of who he is, and I want him to be able to, on his own terms, include both parents. So if anybody has an issue with that, then they can go fly a kite. And I want my son to be able to choose what he wants to be referred to. I don't want him to have to disinclude his mother. His mother is white. His mother is a part of his makeup, and the buck stops there. It's that simple.
What if he said, Taye, that when he's 15, 16 years old, what if he said, Dad, I want to be called white? Would you have an issue with that?
I would say, well, then good luck with that. That's what I would say. But that's his choice. His choice. If somebody came to him and said, oh, you are white, I would defend him and say, well, your daddy's black as well. So,
Okay. That's that. Okay, let me put my Mackie music back on, family. Let me tell y'all something. shit like that is what's going to get you hurt out here. This little denial game, this whole thing where black folks kind of give racism a pass. Well, I'm going to just say, let my child decide what he's going to be. Family, and I know you want to do the best for your kid. I'm not going to beat up on Taye Diggs too much. I'm not going to beat up on him too much. But listen, family, when you have black people, or people classified as black by the dominant society, because they made the classifications, when you have black children out here getting killed legally with your constitutional rights not being protected, you need to kind of start telling your kids the truth. I know it's a very difficult thing, but all this stuff about giving white supremacy and racism a pass, you better start telling your kids the truth. Hey, son, hey, daughter, we live in a system called white supremacy where people who are classified as white, who choose to practice white supremacy, there's a system in place that allows them to harm you and legally get away with it and reward them for doing it. So I'm, as your father, I'm going to try my best to protect you from that, but I just need you to be aware of the system you live in, so you don't fall into any traps and so you don't get confused out here, so that you can be safe. That's the conversation we need to tell our children. Because when the cops roll up, and they ain't giving kids a pass, by the way. The white supremacists are not giving kids a pass. They're killing them young and getting away with it. They're not going to stop and say, hey, I wonder if he's biracial or not. They don't give a shit. If you are non-white, you are an enemy to the white supremacists, and they're waging war on you. That's the reality of the game. That's a harsh reality. Your white wife can't save you. That's a harsh reality of the game, family. And that's an unfortunate thing, but we got to be real about the game so that we don't keep falling into traps and being confused and all that old goofy shit. Because it's real out here. Let me get a call real quick. What's up? Who's calling? Okay. That person right there fucked up the calls. I can't take no more calls right now. I got to spit fire. I got to spit now. I was going to take calls, but now people are going to call up and not say nothing. Let me focus on what I need to say. Now, speaking of giving racists a pass, Charlie Sheen, a known white supremacist, and that's what he is. Charlie Sheen is a known white supremacist. Charlie Sheen has been on record calling black people niggers. He called his ex-wife, Denise Richards, a nigger. There's a video, not a video, but there's an audio. I wish I had the, I should have played the audio. Let me see while I'm talking if I can look it up. But there's an audio of him calling his ex-wife, Denise Richards, a nigger. And Charlie Sheen, the police report a few years ago, had him, it said that he was in a hotel running around high, yelling the word nigger over and over again. Okay, I just saw something on YouTube. Let me see if this is the tape of him calling his wife a nigger. Because they said this is the Charlie Sheen rant. I haven't heard this yet, but let me see if this is the right one. Okay, this is real janky sounding. This is very janky sounding. You can't really hear it. Hold on. Okay, you can't hear this. Yeah, it's real janky sounding, and you can't hear it. So let me put my Mac and music back on. But he called his wife a nigga. And he called her a nigger because, from what I understand, Denise Richards, I think she has a black grandmother. So in the eyes of a white supremacist, that makes you a nigger still. If you got any black blood in you and they find out, you a nigger. And they'll let you know. They play that little game now. They find out you got a black ancestor, a black relative, anywhere down the family tree. That's why the white supremacists, they love hiding that stuff. But yeah, he called his wife, ex-wife, a nigga. But I say that to say this. Charlie Sheen is a white supremacist. You go around saying nigga, you marginalize people based on race. Well, you're a white supremacist. And the industry and the media, they have given Charlie Sheen a pass for saying nigga and doing all types of racial shit. And they've given him a pass for other stuff too. You know, this man has been abusing women for years. They've given him a pass. He's been abusing drugs for years. They've given him a pass. Now he has HIV. Nobody's really shocked. This motherfucker's using all types of drugs, fucking with all types of strippers and hoes and all types of skanks. And, you know, he was living a real reckless lifestyle. And now they're calling him brave because he came out and said that he has HIV. And, he's not brave because he was being extorted. He kept having to pay off people that he exposed the HIV to. And he got tired of running. He was about to run out of money paying millions. I think he said he paid like $10 million. People extorting him to keep quiet about him having HIV. That's not brave. You being forced to come out, that ain't brave. Now, Magic was brave. When Magic found out he had it, he immediately did a press conference and, you know, said what the deal was. But I don't give Charlie Sheen a pass. And I don't excuse him for his racism. Now, some of the white supremacists, they've been, because I've been very nonchalant about what happened to Charlie Sheen, and people are saying, oh, that's just, nobody deserves AIDS and HIV. Nobody deserves that. Well, when shit happened to us, y'all say we deserve it. I mean, when anything happened to us, y'all say we deserve it. Y'all say we deserve everything that happens to us. We get shot, we deserved it. We get AIDS, we deserved it. Shouldn't have been so promiscuous. We get shot in the back where you shouldn't have stole a piece of bubble gum. We deserve every fucked up thing that happens to us, but when something happens to those in the dominant society, particularly white supremacists, well, he don't deserve that. We didn't deserve to get called niggas and treated like niggas in a system of white supremacy. We didn't deserve that either. But I give Charlie Sheen no pass for his racism. I never gave him a pass. I know a lot of black people are, oh, poor Charlie. I'm cool. He'll be all right. I don't look at it one way or another. I'm not wishing anything on anybody, but I'm not about to shed a tear. I don't wish anything bad on anybody, but damn if I'm going to sit up and shed a tear for anybody who's a known racist. Fuck them. Don't give a shit about me. If I had something with any other black person, he wouldn't shed a tear. He'd be like, that nigga got HIV. Black folks got to get off this whole moral high road shit. You ain't impressing nobody. Fuck that. I ain't on that moral high road. I'm treating folks just like they treat me. You'll be fine. Because my thing is this. I don't like the racial double standards. If that was a black celebrity, an A-list celebrity, who had HIV for 4 years, because Charlie Sheen had HIV, he said, for 4 years, and exposing people to it? Because in California, I think that's a felony out here. If that was a black celebrity out here exposing people to HIV, his ass would be under goddamn jail right now just for exposing people to the shit. Fuck all that suing you. You'd be in jail, then they'll be getting your money. You'd be locked away, then they'll be raping your damn bank account. Which is what they're trying to do to Cosby. They're trying to find some kind of loophole to lock him up. They can't. So they're just going to try to rape his account. But if he was Charlie Sheen was black, he would be under jail right now for exposing people to HIV for 4 years. Let's just be real. I don't give racists no passes because they already get passes. You've been passed up. They done gave you all types of passes. You got passes already. You don't need one from me. And that's the thing with black folks. Y'all give too many racist passes. Justin Bieber. I have not given Justin Bieber a pass. Justin Bieber is still on my fuck you list. The video came out of, well, videos, several, a couple of videos came out of Justin Bieber sitting around his white friends making little nigger jokes. And he then came out and apologized and all that, but fuck him. I don't need your apology. I'm cool on you, Justin Bieber. I don't care how many black rappers and athletes you hang with. You've convinced them that you're cool. You haven't convinced me. I don't care about you hanging with black folks. You convinced them. You haven't convinced me. I'm cool on you. I'm cool on Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton, for those who don't remember, she was saying nigger some years back, about 10 years ago. Look that up. She was at a club. Her and her friend, they were drunk. She's like, oh, yeah, we're acting like a couple of niggers. I ain't never forgot that. I've been saying fuck Paris Hilton ever since. See, the media sweeps that under the rug. A lot of y'all forget all that stuff. Mark Wahlberg, too. I don't give racist passes unless they pay reparations. I give you a pass if you pay reparations, because that's what it's all about for me. You make it right by paying reparations, we'll let bygones be bygones. You pay reparations, okay, you said some fucked up shit in the past, but you paid your dues. That's what I look for. Who's paying the reparations? Fuck all that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, my bad. Because the damage is done. Now correct it. I'm all about correcting things. Correct it. You correct it with reparations. Pay motherfuckers up. Come out your pocket. Build some shit for somebody. Help some black folks out financially. Then I give you a pass. That's why I gave Eminem a pass. Because if y'all remember, Eminem and the Source magazine got on Eminem some years back. Eminem, early on, before he got on, he had a black girlfriend. I think she broke up with him, and he made a little racist rap about her. He was using the N-word and the whole shebang, and somebody at the Source found out, and they were getting in his ass about that. You dig? A lot of folks forgot about that. But I gave Eminem a pass. Why? Because Eminem pays reparations. Eminem has put a lot of black folks on, gave a lot of black folks money and careers, and he's paid his reparations. M came out the pocket and gave a lot of black artists money. 50 Cent. If it wasn't for Eminem, 50 wouldn't be on. And we wouldn't have Power and all that old shit. So he paid his reparations. I ain't talking about just an apology and some bullshit. No, he paid reparations. He did what he's supposed to do. I gave him a pass. I give him a pass. You pay reparations, I give you a pass. I don't need no apology. I don't need a hug. I don't need to sit here and let you do nigga shit. Pay reparations, I give you a pass. We'll let bygones be bygones if you correct it. See, that you start giving passes when people start correcting shit. Yeah, Slaughterhouse, somebody in the chat room. Yeah, he didn't put a lot of folks on. M put a lot of folks on. Financially. He got a lot of folks on financially. A lot of black folks are eating off Eminem. I ain't mad at that. That's reparations. I respect that. I give you a pass. Well, Young Jay, I'm good, Jay. Somebody in the chat room named Young. Is Young Jay in the chat room trolling? I don't want no bullshit. Shout out to Cleveland in the chat room. A lot of folks from Cleveland came up to my lecture in Toledo. Again, like I said, I'll be back out there in Cincinnati, Ohio in February. But a lot of people don't get no passes. Black folks, we're very good at giving racist passes. Now, we know that some stuff had popped off in France. Now, France, there were some terror attacks that happened in France. They're saying that ISIS took responsibility for it. Nah, who knows? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know. Because I'm so untrustworthy of the white supremacists, I don't know how slick they are. They will stage shit. A lot of stuff looks real funny style about that. Whenever there's a bombing somewhere, and all of a sudden you have suicide bombers who done blew themselves up, but now they're finding passports and driver's licenses all over the place of the so-called terrorists, that always seems real funny to me. They found the passport of the terrorists from in France, and they said that they had Syrian passports, and now they're about to do airstrikes over on Syria. They drop bombs over there. So that's very convenient. Just like when 9/11 happened out here. these dudes hijacked some planes, took the planes, flew them into buildings, blew up the buildings and the planes, but they found their passports. I'm like, okay. They found their passports laying in the middle of the street of New York. That shit does not sound right. That shit sounded real weird, man. So you got to question stuff like that. But anyway, you know, France, they had a horrible attack. Hundreds of people were killed. And a lot of people are putting up the French flag on their pages. I see a lot of black folks doing that. Now, that's unfortunate what happened. But France don't get no pass, though. France doesn't get a pass for its racism and its racist colonial past. Since we're talking about France and we're talking about injustices, since we're talking about France and injustice, let's talk about all of it. That's my thing. Ain't nobody's wishing bad on anybody. But since we're talking about how this injustice must be brought and punished, this evil thing that happened to France, this shouldn't have happened. This is horrible. Oh, where's the humanity? All right, if we're talking about humanity in France, let's talk about all of it, and let's talk about how France has shown a lack of humanity. Since we're talking about France and all you black folks out here want to put the French flag on your page, we need to talk about that racist Charlie Hebdo cartoon that's very antagonistic towards non-white people and people of different religious backgrounds. And maybe the attacks were a result of that cartoon being antagonistic. But there's a lot of racism that has been coming out of France, and France has done a lot to decimate African cultures. And speaking of bombs and attacks, there was another bomb attack, I think, out there in Nigeria a couple of days ago. So nobody's talking about that. I don't like the hypocrisy of that. See, when things happen to people of Caucasian descent, all of a sudden the world must stop. But when black folks get bombed, nobody's putting up no flag, nobody's putting up nothing. And then black folks are sitting up here co-signing all the bullshit. No, you got to question everything. But if we're going to talk about injustice, let's talk about the injustice that Haiti is getting from France. Haiti's economy has been decimated by not only the U.S., but France as well. Haiti had to pay France a lot of money for their independence. Also, there are 14 African nations that have to pay France off so that France don't basically wage war on them. France decimated a lot of so-called independent African countries. France is still raping their resources now. So let's talk about all of France. And another thing about France, another thing that we got to talk about as far as France, family, the French, they've had a history of sexually assaulting African people. That's something that we have to look into and discuss too before you put that French flag up, black person. France has had a history of sexually assaulting African people, especially African boys and African men. That's part of their culture, almost. If you look at their history, sexually assaulting African males. And not just African males, the women too. The French took Sarah Bartman out there to France and paraded her around and raped her. She had to prostitute herself, which was rape because they forced her over there. But a lot of folks overlook that sodomy with African men and boys with France. If you remember in the movie Hidden Colors 2, and you can get Hidden Colors 2 at hiddencolorsfilm.com, we talked about how those French so-called missionaries would go into Africa pretending to save orphan kids, but take them up to France and Europe to pedophile rings. Go look at Hidden Colors 2. We talked about that a couple of years ago. They got a long history of sexually assaulting African people. They went into Africa raping African boys. Those French, they were good at that. Even on those slave ships, the French were raping those African boys. even on in the UN right now in 2015. There's a Google this. In Central Africa right now today, there are African refugees over there now, and they had French soldiers coming over there today, now, raping the boys. There's an investigation with the UN right now. They went over there raping boys now in modern times. I ain't talking about 100 years ago, 50. I'm talking about right now, this year. Them French soldiers over there raping boys, raping orphans, just cold-blooded with it. But that whole raping of the black man thing, they do that. They did that on the plantations in the Caribbean and here. They raped children, even their own slave children. They had no problem doing that. That legacy is alive today, family. They're sick like that. Y'all got to look at the French when it comes to that, man. That's something that folks got to really look into. How many of y'all familiar, some of my younger folks might not know, but my older people might know. Remember a group in the 80s called DeBarge? In the 80s, there was an R&B group called DeBarge. They were the shit in the 80s. It was L. DeBarge, Bunny DeBarge, James DeBarge. Now, James DeBarge was even married to Janet Jackson at one point. I remember they eloped. So the DeBarge family were the shit back in the 80s. And before that, the DeBarge family had older brothers that was in a group in the 70s called Switch. And they had a couple of hits in the 70s. They had a song called There'll Never Be, and another song called I Call Your Name. So they were the shit too. But the DeBarge family, you know, they were supposed to be the new Jacksons. They were supposed to rival the Jacksons. And even Chico DeBarge, I mean, the family has a long lineage. And if you look at their story, their family life was a mess. Their mother, they grew up in Detroit. Their mother was black, very dark-skinned black lady, a suspected Negro bedwinch. And their mother married this white French guy. His name was Robert DeBarge. Now, DeBarge is a French name. You got a lot of people in Louisiana, because Louisiana was colonized by the French. A lot of people down there named DeBarge. That's a French name. So their dad was a white French guy. Now, why would a white French dude marry a black woman in the 1950s? That's when they got married. Why did you marry a black woman in the 1950s during the height of Jim Crow? Their dad, the DeBarge family's father, they had about 10, 13 kids. They had a whole bunch of kids. And the dad, the white dad, the French white dad, he was molesting damn near all of them. That white French dad was molesting all of those boys. And this is not a secret. They've come out. They've written books and articles about this. That freak ass white supremacist, because that's what he was. That's why he went and married a black woman, because he knew that if he had kids, and he sounds like he was already a pedophile. So he was thinking, well, how can I get away with my pedophilia? Hell, I can raise my victims. That's how I can do it. I can raise my victim. So he went and found him a victim of white supremacy, which is a black woman up in Detroit. A poor black woman, married her, had a bunch of boys, and molested all the damn boys. Sick fuck. And shame on that mother, too, because from what I understand, I think she knew and just kind of turned a blind eye to that shit. Shame on her bedwinch ass. And any DeBarge members listening, I know that's your mom, but that was fucked up. Because from what I understand, she turned a blind eye and went to the, well, we just gonna pray. You molested my kids, but we gonna pray. We'll take y'all to church. That's why all the kids are so talented. They went to church and they learned how to sing and play and all that shit. Trying to escape the fucking white supremacist pervert child molester in their family. Somebody in the chat room said they molested the girl too. Bunny, Bunny DeBarge. I think he molested her too. So yeah, the DeBarge father was molesting all his kids, and then they turned out incestuous. Some of the brothers were molesting each other. And Then they became gay. Some of them became gay when they were older. One of them, Bobby, he died of AIDS in the 90s. Damn near all of them are drugged out. The brothers have been in and out of jail. So though that whole family is fucked up because of that white supremacist French child molesting pervert of a fucking father they had. You dig? So that's why we got to understand this stuff, man. When you see certain things go on, you better know the context of this shit. Watch them French people, them French dudes. I ain't talking about all French. I'm just talking about the French white supremacists. I'm just telling you history. There's a history of the French sodomizing African people. Look at New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, that's where the French owned that territory for a long time. France owned New Orleans and the Louisiana Territory. And they sodomized a lot of black male slaves out there in Louisiana, particularly New Orleans. On my Ustream show, I talked about this movie. There's a movie called Drum. I want you guys to rent that movie or find it on Netflix if they have it. Drum is the follow-up movie to the movie Mandingo, a movie that stars, it came out in the 70s. It stars a guy named Ken Norton. He was a boxer in the 70s, and he played a slave. And in the movie Drum, they were down in New Orleans. A white French slave owner purchased Drum, the Mandingo slave, and after he purchased him, he kept trying to have sex with him. So even movies and stuff, they know what the deal is. But so many black males were being sodomized and raped down in New Orleans. You know, whenever you have something that happens, it creates a lineage and it almost creates a culture. The French, they left a lot of culture down there, good and bad. They talk about the food and the language, the Creole language and all that stuff, and some of the names that are left over from France. But a lot of the degradation is left over too. That sodomy is left over from France down there in Louisiana, New Orleans, that area. Because that legacy of gay black men in New Orleans still lingers. Because there's a lot of gay black men in Louisiana, New Orleans in particular. There's a lot of gay men in New Orleans. There's a lot of them down there. You look up some of these New Orleans videos where people are twerking and bounce dancing. It's a lot of dudes booty shaking like chicks. There's a lot of gay dudes down in New Orleans. I'm not saying good or bad, right or wrong. I'm just telling you what is. There's a reason for everything. And also, when you look at the AIDS rate, the cities with the highest AIDS rates, the top three, number one is Miami. Why? Miami has a lot of drug use down there, so that's why the AIDS is a little bit higher in Miami. A lot of intravenous drug use down in Miami. Not just all types of drug use down in Atlanta, so it's going to be at higher risk. And number two on the list is New Orleans. A lot of folks don't know that. New Orleans. And number three is Baton Rouge. So we got to put stuff in the right context and see why stuff happens. That goes back to the French. All that shit goes back to the culture that the French created. And our culture, black culture, has always been a culture of responding to white supremacy. You understand? So before you put that French flag up, you better know how the French got down and how a lot of the residue from that French white supremacy is left over with us. Don't give it a pass so quick. Y'all stop giving passes to everybody. That's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, fam. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com. Get all that fresh gear. All the gear is fresh. We got some discounts on some of the clothes. Go to TariqElite.com. We got some discounts right now. Check out TariqElite.com. Get that fresh gear. Get the boots. Get the glasses. Get the dress shirts. We got a sale on the dress shirts. The button-down long-sleeve dress shirts. Get those now. Don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Check out my pay-per-view specials at MacLessons.com, ladies and gentlemen. My new lecture will be available on video for available for download. That's called Breaking the Cycle. That lecture will be available next week. I'll keep you guys posted on that. And I'm going to holla. And y'all have a good night, everybody. Y'all be good.